Peter, on the north side of town, Jim Hendry, I've been done with this guy for a long time, like most Cub fans, but it's time for him to move on. And a week or so ago, he was asked about possible, you know, here comes the trade deadline. Would you ever consider moving Carlos Marmol, who's a real asset and you could actually get something in return for, to help, you know, start rebuilding this thing? He said, oh, we're not going to do that. You need a closer. You're 17 games under 500. To me, that's a luxury you can't afford, and no one should be untouchable short of Starlin Castro if you're the Chicago Cubs. Where do you fall on making a move that normally you wouldn't make, but when desperate times call for desperate measures?
You know, I agree with that. I agree with you in that you have to think about trading anybody but Castro. Now, you don't want to trade Marmol. He's tremendous, but if you're looking at the New York Yankees or the Texas Rangers, who have a lot in their farm systems and desperately need bullpen help, Marmol is a guy. You know, if you go to Texas and get three top prospects, or to the Yankees and get three top prospects, then it probably is worth it. You start the rebuilding and you figure out another way to go for maybe Carpenter can become a closer. I mean, he does so 99-100 miles an hour. Maybe that's your guy. But I do think you have to think about everything if you're the Cubs right now. You're not going to be able to get rid of Soriano. You're not going to be able to get rid of Zambrano. I mean, those are guys that people aren't going to take that money. So you have to figure out other ways. And where Marmol is a great believer, if you can get three players for him, and really good young players, then it's worth it. I mean, if you can get the Perez kid, the pitcher back from Texas, and you get two other position players, well, that's a start.